What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. Baby, don't hurt me. Don't
Ladies, gentlemen, this is the final Bros Tonight. I'm viral media sensation Alexander Toy.
And I'm the future of casual entertainment, Alan Moss.
When you're ready.
And I'm ready.
You ready?
Yes.
All right. Let's pop those claws.
Pop the claws!
Pop the claw.
Ooh.
Ooh. Unison.
Unison.
That's a black cherry claw?
That's a black... Yeah, I'm on my black cherry claw.
I got a
first
black cherry
one.
Claw as well, yeah.
You know, I got some compliments that people were enjoying us on the claw for these episodes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
People are enjoying our new segment, Pop the Claw.
Pop the Claw. This new segment, Pop the Claw.
Yeah.
It's a very short segment.
It's a very
short
segment.
It happens right at the beginning and ends like a second later.
Yep.
but it's trending really well with millennials.
Exactly, yeah. You know, everyone loves a good claw.
If you don't love a good claw, what are you even doing?
Exactly. You know, claw, it's refreshing. It's tasty. And it gets you like a little, I wouldn't say buzzed even.
But it gets you there.
It gets you there.
It gets you where you need to be.
It's that lubricant.
To talk about this show.
It's the lubricant you need to talk about The Bachelor.
Oh yeah, and it's so, it just fits in.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It's good. It's very good.
This is what I need after a workout too. This is
Me too. We both went to the gym today.
Yeah, man. We were doing good, and now we're doing just that little bit of bad.
Just a bit of claw. I mean,
it's only 2. Listen, it's only 2 grams of carbs.
Yeah. And it's gluten free.
It's gluten free.
Yeah.
So all you gluten heads out there, get wrecked.
Get wrecked. Let's talk about The Bachelor. And this is important.
This is important. This is the most important thing.
This is very important. It's time.
What day is it?
Well, it's hometowns. The part of the season where Peter goes to the hometowns.
No way!
Yeah!
Oh, great. You know...
I'm surprised you didn't do like an air horn or something after that. The moment's lost now.
Oh, sad times.
Yeah, yeah. Hometowns, the part of the season where Peter goes to the hometown. I'm Peter, and...
These are the hometowns.
These are the hometowns.
Well, you know what this is. You know exactly where you're at now.
Yeah, we're at the what I always refer to as the Harrison Light...
More like the Harrison...
Yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah, the Harrison Light, also the sad feelings episodes.
Yeah.
Of this show.
I'm definitely disappointing someone and their parents.
This is the part of the show where it's not fun anymore.
Except it is.
Except it is. That's the thing. Okay. Nice.
First one of the episode. Let's go.
Let's go. This is the part where the show just stops being funny and stops being like entertaining.
Well, we start where it stops being funny and we start being real.
All right.
Nice.
Yeah.
One for one,
yeah. So hometowns, it's
the part of the season where Peter goes to the hometowns.
We said it the third time. But that's what it is.
Yeah.
You know?
There's no other way for me to explain it.
There's 4 women left, and Peter is going to go to the hometowns of each contestant and do an activity.
There's 4 of them left. Only one of them should be there.
Yeah. They do an activity, and then they meet the family.
Yes.
And then the family all does the same thing, where they have dinner.
Hi! Wow!
They talk to a sibling.
Love?
Talk to parents. Everyone asks, are you really, like, ready for this? Someone's father threatens to kill Peter.
Yeah.
Every time.
or any other bachelor.
Any other bachelor. No one ever threatens to kill the bachelorette.
No. But they do threaten to be just disappointed.
Yeah.
Like, they give them the most energy they can give.
It's okay.
I won't be mad at you, Hannah. I'll just be disappointed.
Well, no. This is the fun part where you know how The Bachelor, it's all about gender inequality. Every father will threaten to kill the bachelor, but every father of, like, the female contestants, but every father of a male contestant will threaten to kill their own son if they disappoint the bachelorette.
Yeah.
It's like, if you don't win this, you're out of the family.
Listen to me, Alan. I swear to God, you see that nice girl over there, you bring her fuck home.
Do not break her heart. Do not upset her.
Do not break her heart. I will be watching this live. I will know.
Although something that was brought up by good Nicholas Vile, they did stop doing that awkward thing.
I noticed this as well. This is the biggest plus to this entire episode.
Yeah, they stopped doing that thing where Peter did not ask anyone for their blessing to marry their daughter.
Thank God.
Which is so great because, one, that's just a weird antiquated
it's
thing.
It's horrible. It's just horrible.
And two, it's always an awkward conversation.
It's never a good conversation.
Because it's
and
never...
I noticed this. I'm sorry that I interrupted you, but just because you brought up Nick.
Yeah.
And he actually brought this up. He actually never actually said, can I have your daughter's hand?
Yes. He already has two hands.
Exactly.
He doesn't
but he also,
need more.
And I remember this actually now that I'm like thinking about it. He never just like, hey, are you okay if I marry your daughter? Like, can I have your daughter? Can I have your blessing to marry your daughter? He's like, if this goes further enough, would you be okay if it's me and her together?
Yeah.
He asked him in a way that what like felt... at least
more
like,
genuine.
More genuine. And I actually, like, looking back at it, I'm like, yeah, he did do that.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Which, interestingly enough, last week...
He also multiple times confirmed he did bone Vanessa while they were in Fantasy Suites.
Nick did that. Well, Nick also talks about some other fun stuff. We don't need to recap Nick's podcast. Go listen to the Vile Files. It's a good podcast.
Good job for you, though, Nick.
Yeah. He stopped doing that. Peter also didn't do that weird thing last week where he brought up the concept of hometowns at every date. Where he was like, if I give you this rose, you know I get to meet your family, right? Like,
hey, if you take this from my hand, I have to meet your dad.
Like Nick made a big deal out of that, but he kind of implied he kind of had to. Like, he had to back then, all those years ago.
Yeah.
But yeah. So we're you know, half a step forward, 10 steps back.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, look, I think all of them basically go pretty much par the course.
Except that last one.
We'll talk about this.
We will talk about this. But let's get right into it. Hometowns. Hannah Ann. She's up first. She is from Tennessee.
She's 15.
I'm from Tennessee.
I'm 15 years old. Somehow I made it on The Bachelor.
Literally 15 years old. And her father works in lumber.
Yes, he's a lumberman.
He's a lumberman. His
name isn't Jack, so I don't know if he is a lumberjack.
I hate that.
I love it.
I hated that.
He could be.
I don't know. I don't remember.
He could be.
I didn't get anyone's name.
He could just be a wood boy.
Where was Uncle Gary?
Where is Uncle Gary? Yeah, this has been the most uninspired group of parents. For some reason, though, the internet hates Madison's father.
Yeah. We'll get to Madison. Let's talk about Hannah Ann. Let's focus. Let's get in on... Let's talk about this. So Hannah Ann, she brings up, my dad works in lumber, so...
Let's chop some fucking wood.
You got to prove that you're a man.
You got to show me you can work that wood, boy.
You got to prove that you're a man to my daddy.
I want to get your testosterone up. So when you go meet my father, he thinks you're a man. You got hairs on.
You got to have musk.
You got to have musk and you got to smell like pine tar.
You
got to
have a manly swagger about you. Carry a bottle of Jack Daniels in and just drink it straight from the bottle and then smash it on the ground.
Put this flannel on.
While you blast the songs played by the White Stripes.
Yeah!
That's what happened in the movie Justice League.
You're welcome, America.
How Aquaman, he was in the fishing bar and Ben Affleck is like, hey, do you want to join the Justice League? And Aquaman's like, whatever. And then smashes a bottle of Jack Daniels around and then jumps into the ocean while Seven Nation Army plays.
Yeah.
And it's just, and I remember watching that and I'm like, DC, this is what I thought was cool when I was 15.
Yeah. Just be better.
It's now like when Justice League, it's now the year of our Lord 2017 or whatever.
It's
like,
the year of our Lord 2017.
Like, DC, you're so out of touch with the youth.
With the youths.
You know, they like TikTok.
They love TikTok.
But the TikTok ones, back then we like Vine.
Not in 2017. 2017, we like, we're remembering Vine.
Yeah, we're still remembering Vine.
Yeah, the RIP Vine.
Yeah. And this is relevant because Hannah Ann is only 15 years old.
Yes.
For clarification, she's not. She's 22, but she looks and acts like she's 15 years old.
I bet she loves TikTok.
Like, at what point are we as fans of this show, like going, do we have to stop?
At what point do we get into a season where The Bachelor is constantly doing TikToks?
Well, more, no, I'm thinking more like we follow, you know, contestants on Instagram, we follow them on Twitter.
Of course we do.
At what point are we going to have to make a Final Bros Tonight TikTok account?
Oh, so very we can soon follow them very there. Soon because I follow a business guru. His name's Gary Vee. I'm a big fan.
Okay.
And his thing is like, if you're not promoting your brand on TikTok, you're not promoting your brand enough.
Well, we're fucking up then.
Yeah, we should. But we're funny.
Why would you bring that up mid-episode? Now we have to make a TikTok.
I'm okay with that because I think we would make very funny TikToks.
Yes.
I think we'd have a great time.
Yeah. We would have fun with TikTok. So they go and they do some axe throwing.
Yeah, they go to like one of those like, if you're from New York, there's a place called Kick Axe.
Yeah.
And you go drink beers and you throw axes.
Yeah.
It's pretty dope.
Yeah.
I don't know if they were drinking beers.
They were drinking some beers.
They were drinking some beers.
Well, Peter was. Hannah's not old enough to drink.
That's right. She's a minor.
Yeah. And they throw some beers and they hang out with a bunch of men wearing flannel.
There's a bunch of... The producers were like, hey, are you a large man that wears flannel? And we both said, yes.
And we both said, yeah. Where's our fucking casting call?
Yeah, come
Mike
on.
Mike Fleiss.
Come on, Mike Fleiss, you fucking tool.
Yeah. It's like,
come on, Mickey Mouse.
Go to Tennessee
to
watch Peter and Hannah Ann throw axes.
It's not that far away.
No.
I'll get a zip car.
Yo, road trip.
Oh my God.
Final Bros Tonight road trip.
Oh yeah.
To Tennessee.
Send money to our Patreon to get us on one of these.
Subscribe to our Patreon. they throw axes. They're bad at it.
They both get like one in.
At best. Yeah.
You know when I learned to throw axes?
When?
Where I learned to throw axes.
Summer camp?
No. The Renaissance Fair.
Nice.
Sorry, the Renaissance Fair.
Nice.
It was really cool. I wasn't good at it, but I did get one to stick, and I was like really
You know,
proud
I've never been to a Ren Fair.
You've never been to a Ren Fair?
No.
Oh, there's one in Tuxedo.
I didn't grow up in upstate New York, so I didn't. Best I did was Comic-Con.
I'll take you to Tuxedo.
Okay.
It's like it's a lot of fun. It's a lot, though.
Yeah,
like,
no, I'm sure.
It's an experience.
Here's the thing, though. I have to be a bard.
I'm okay with you being a bard.
Okay.
Like, get as dressed up as you want. I'm not going to get dressed up. It's just not my thing.
Yeah. I'll need to learn how to play a lute.
Yeah, because you're just going to throw a coin to your witcher the whole time.
Well, one, it's toss a coin to your witcher.
Toss a coin to your witcher.
And two, no, because everyone else is going to be doing that.
Chuck a coin at your witcher, homie.
Yeah. No, everyone's going to be doing witcher shit these days. Like, just like everyone was doing Game of Thrones shit back when. Mm. Now everyone's going to be doing witcher shit.
That's fair.
And like, man... I'm going to be that asshole. I liked The Witcher before. It was cool.
There's not too many, though, because, to be fair, like, they have to follow a script.
Cool.
At the Ren Fair, so they can't just be like, now it's Witcher times!
Yeah. You know no, I mean? I get that.
They might make jokes about it.
I liked The Witcher before. It was cool.
You were the cool. Like, we get it. You were the cool kid.
No, I wasn't cool. Because I liked The Witcher.
I was expressly not cool for this.
I wasn't cool. I went into JNR.
I'm sad I'm cool about it now.
Yeah. It's like, everyone's talking about Geralt and Yaskier, and I'm like, well, you know, I knew him as Dandelion
first
for a long
off,
time.
Idiots.
And, you know, I just, I have a lot of issues with, you know, the Law of Surprise. And
I know. We've talked a lot about your feelings in the Law of Surprise.
I have been trying to invoke the Law of Surprise as often as I can.
you too. Honey baguettes! Law of Surprise!
Just like, someone like dropped a box at work and like it almost hit somebody and I like managed to like catch it and I just went, Law of Surprise.
Law of Surprise, you owe me your next surprise. And then I whisked myself away.
Law of Surprise.
And they just went, son of a bitch, Alex.
Yeah. But then the problem with that is once I explain what the Law of Surprise is, one, it's half an hour later, and two, they've walked away.
They've walked away. Well, so you see, in the lore of The Witcher, you fucking nerd.
Everyone hates me. So axe throwing is where we were at.
That's what they did. And then my biggest point of contention on this date.
Yes.
They throw some axes, and then they're like, hey, Peter, can you chop this log? And now, if you guys are regular, what are regular listeners to a podcast, you'll know that I have a lot of thoughts on proper form of chopping logs, because that's what I had to do when I lived upstate, and his form was abysmal. He only chopped off like a side of the log. He didn't even get it in the middle. It was a terrible chop. He didn't even go from the legs. He didn't come down with any sort of downward power. I was thoroughly disappointed in his chopping techniques.
Well, here's the thing, and I respect that you're very passionate about chopping wood.
I am.
But let's remind
ourselves.
It's a skill
everyone should have.
Let's just remind ourselves, Peter is a man of the skies.
I get it. He's an air boy.
He's not a land mammal, all right?
I get it. Look, I get it. He belongs up in the air with the birds and the clouds.
She puts on air.
she puts on. Well done.
Thank you. That was good.
I'm going to cheers you on that one. Great joke. Great joke.
I wonder how much of every, like, you know, let's, like, I'd say on average an hour 15 episode of this podcast is. We probably only talk about The Bachelor for 20 minutes.
I think it's a healthy half hour.
Yeah. Okay.
I think that's fine.
People
don't pay to hear just about The Bachelor. They pay for the goofs.
Yeah, they pay to hear about other things we talk about.
Yeah, they're here just for the experience.
They're here for us.
They're here for this auditory gold. They just wanted this to, like, give them eargasms.
Kobe! Oh! You thought that wasn't going to go in, but it did!
Oh!
Buckets! So now that Peter has proven that he's a man, by passing the trials.
Not to me, he didn't.
No, but he
would have known. I would have smelled it on him. You didn't chop that wood right.
Yeah. Was he as swift as a coursing river with all the force of a great typhoon? You know? Strength of a raging fire? Was he as mysterious as the dark side of
the moon?
Be a man.
You must be swift as a coursing river.
Copyright.
That's about it. That's all that Disney will let us get away with.
So Peter has now presented Hannah Ann with a gift.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying he presented Hannah Ann to her father.
No.
I was like, here she is.
It was either that direction or he has presented her with a sock and now she is free.
Yeah. I have presented her with the Weber fish of greatness here.
But no, we're
it's
time
not a thing they do.
It's time. No, it definitely isn't.
I was just making it up.
Yeah. But he gives her a note.
Oh, that's right. Because he tells her this is, you know, he pulls his smash mouth.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, it's about the way that you walk. And it's just the way that you talk. Like, really, like it ain't no
like
thing.
Like it ain't no thing.
And every single day.
Or we keep going into song breaks.
This is our musical episode.
This is a musical episode.
Look, you go 51 episodes and you get a musical. That's what happens.
We should have a Final Bros Night Spotify playlist.
Oh my god.
Where we just put on the songs that we've been singing. Like,
that'd be so fun.
Bump and Grind, Be a Man.
I mean, it has to have
comes,
What is Love.
What is Love, Wonder Boy.
Cheeseburger in Paradise.
Cheeseburger in Paradise, yeah. We should have a Final Bros Tonight.
I think that's smart.
Playlist on
that's
Spotify.
That's a great way to engage with our tens of listeners.
Exactly. So yeah, he gives her a note about the things that he loves about her, which is cute, because he wasn't doing it as a fucking Hail Mary to stay on
right,
the show.
Like, this is how I'm gonna do it, baby!
Like, his ass ain't on the line here. Hers was.
Yeah. She had to figure it out.
Yeah. But let's meet Hannah Ann's family.
Are you ready to?
Yeah.
I am.
She has parents.
Oh, she and brother.
Sister.
No, sorry, and sister.
She has sister. Younger sister.
Younger sister who looks older.
Who looks older.
Like, genuinely, she looks like 10 years
There's
older.
There's something
than
wrong with the ages in this family.
Yeah, wow. But it was pretty normal.
Yeah.
It was just, you know, hey, do you love him? Yeah, I mean, I love him.
Yeah.
He didn't tell me he loves me yet, but he wrote me this letter about things that, you know, he loves about me. Well, I'm pretty sure that means he loves you. Does it? Maybe. That was a real conversation.
Yeah. He also talks to Hannah Ann's mom.
Talks to the dad.
And I loved
dad that. Had a great answer.
Dad had a great answer because, like, he asked, like, yo, what's your relationship like? How do you feel about my daughter? And Peter says, I think I'm in love with your daughter. And Hannah Ann's dad goes, all right, slow down now, boy. Like,
chill.
Calm down.
Relax.
So there's still, like, I know how this shit works. There's still three other women here. Do not fucking tell her that.
Yeah, he basically goes, look, don't tell her that unless...
Do not tell her
that. You're gonna pick her.
Yeah.
That was dumb. Don't tell her unless you're gonna pick her. Which is like, okay.
A very real, like, thing, and also very similar to what Colton's dad told Becca.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Don't pick her. Don't tell her you love her if you're not gonna pick her.
If you're not gonna do this.
Okay, so are we good to leave? Yeah. Hey, Hannah Ann, come here. I'm falling in love with you.
Yep, they go outside, and Peter disregards the will of her father.
Just, like, minutes later.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks for the warning, fucking idiot.
Yep. And then a circle is drawn on the ground in chalk. Peter claps his hands together, and a giant door appears, and a hand reaches out and takes Peter's arm and leg away and destroys his younger brother and drags him into the Gate of Truth. Because now it's time for another hometown date.
Because I wish there was more to tell you. They smooch a lot. She's really happy. She said, "Oh, but Hannah Ann does go full on. I love you."
Yes,
full on.
No,
I love
respect
you.
For my Full Metal Alchemist.
No. I didn't want to scream "Al."
Okay,
as loud as I could.
He's my brother.
That's where I wasn't going, and I'm glad you did.
Yeah,
but yeah, I'm big fan of Full Metal Alchemist. Yeah.
I wanted to keep up the trend of coming up with good ways to describe how we go from one hometown to the next.
No, where your head is at is perfect.
Great.
You're killing it. Yeah. I'm just trying to tell you that she said I love you.
Yep.
Like full on erect L.
Yep. And then Peter goes, thanks.
Thanks. I'll catch you later.
All right. And then the thing that I described.
Well, he basically says I'm falling in love with you.
Yeah, kids. Yeah. And he gets whisked away to the magical state of... Iowa.
And I said this previous episode that if they somehow made jokes about Iowa before the caucus happened, it would have been great. They didn't. But it still was a great opportunity that The Bachelor missed out on. I would have laughed a lot.
Yeah.
Now, this was actually a cute date.
Yes,
I thought Kelsey had a really good idea. They he arrives in Iowa. She just jumps on him. Full leg wraparound koala.
The full koala.
And it's time to go make some wine.
Yeah.
They they go to a winery and they step on grapes.
Yep.
And god damn it, did they not show them cleaning their feet? I hope no one had to drink their stupid gross foot wine.
Okay. Well, okay, there's two things I have to say about that. One, yes. It's gross. They should clean.
They definitely threw that out. There was no they probably
foot. They already gave us a lot of feet this episode.
This was the foot fetish date.
They gave us like, a lot of feet.
This date was somebody something. Someone at home was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Been waiting to look at Kelsey's feet.
We didn't need to necessarily see them washing their feet. But also, like... You make that, like, you know, that grape drink. You squish all the grapes. You make that grape drink.
Yes, that's what wine is.
Before it becomes, like, wine, it's definitely, like, strained and boiled. So, like, to get rid of any germs, like, and shit. Like,
I don't know if it's boiled.
Well, it's definitely sanitized somehow.
It's because when you pasteurize it, or you're, like,
pasteurizing it.
No, but you can't pasteurize it. Because you pasteurize it, I think, then it can't become alcoholic. Because it's at least what happens with apple cider.
Yeah.
So when you crush apple cider, if you pasteurize the apple cider, it can't become
alcoholic. Unless
you have to immediately put champagne yeast into it after you make it, and then you let it sit and ferment, and then it becomes hard cider.
Yes. And you can still have a boiled pasteurized product. The yeast is interacting with the sugar. Hmm. You can't do a wild fermentation if you pasteurize it.
I don't know how to make wine.
I do.
All I know is it tastes.
Well,
good.
I've never made wine. I've made mead and I've made ginger beer.
We should make a mulled wine.
With the mead that I make, I do typically bring it up to a temperature just because it helps the water the honey dissolve in the water.
Right.
So I do bring it up, not to boiling, but definitely hot enough just to let it like sanitize and also to clean. But since you use like a yeast to create the alcohol, the yeast is feeding off sugar.
Yes.
If you were to do a wild fermentation, which I've done with ginger beer, then you can't pasteurize it beforehand because you need to let the bacteria basically attract the wild yeast so it gets to before it, so it can do its own thing. You're not adding yeast to that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I guess those feet are the yeast of our problems.
This has been Alex's homebrew corner.
Homebrew. It's a new segment that we're trying out.
It's a new segment where I talk about how I make alcohol.
No one likes
when
it.
When I get bored.
No one likes it.
No one enjoyed that
and
segment.
And basically, oh, what's that? Oh, all of our listeners have stopped listening.
No one enjoyed my lesson in making alcohol in your own home.
So I'm glad that no one likes our podcast now. Thank you.
Yep. That's ruined it. Yep. I really did. I didn't know your computer could still turn on.
If they didn't, yeah, me neither. If they didn't leave at the hour-long conversation about Fuller House last week, then they're definitely gone now. Thanks.
Oh, God.
Oh, by the way,
yeah.
Positive reviews on Joey Wheeler, Lieutenant Surge.
Oh, really?
I've heard positive things.
Great.
About that in particular. We're not talking about it now.
No, we don't need to. But I do like that bit.
I just want you to know that you should feel appreciated for something.
Great, I do. I'm glad someone appreciates my shit.
So if you're still listening.
So if you're still listening.
They stomped on grapes.
They stomped on some grapes. They didn't fall down and make seal noises.
Oh.
That bitch was cheating.
Yo, absolutely. Yeah. What an idiot.
Like, she, like, made the other person stop and then tried to get a head start.
I think the other lady threw an elbow. They don't show it, but they edited it out. I think she threw an
elbow.
Yeah,
okay.
I think there was dirty play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So they crush some grapes. They do some squishing.
And some squashing.
They dance in the grapes. They make out in the grapes.
They actually do. She jumps in his arms while they're standing in the fucking grapes.
In the grapes.
This looked very unsafe. It was very cute.
I was so worried, but also I wanted them to fall.
And make seal noise.
But hasn't Peter been through enough this season?
He's already been hurt enough.
He already glassed himself.
Kobe!
Nice.
Whoa, 2 for 2.
2 for 2. Ready to pop that second claw?
Pop that second claw, baby.
Pop that second claw.
You got a little on me.
Ooh. Kelsey Champagne Gator.
Yeah.
Oh, that lemon lime. I do love that. Or it's just lime.
It's just lime. Yeah, it's natural lime.
I like that flavor.
Okay. So, now they go in and they get to make their own wine. So, the people in the winery are like, we're going to give you all these wines to taste, and you're going to create your own wine that's based on your relationship.
Okay.
Which, these are always very cute.
Yep.
But also, I hate these things.
I hate this.
Because then, when you break up with this person, inevitably, you have this beautiful thing that is just worthless now.
That just reminds
now.
You of pain and pain alone.
Like, remember when Pete and...
Peter. We called him Peter back then.
We did call him Peter?
His name was Peter.
That's true.
It still is.
No, you're right.
Peter.
Other Peter. When other Peter...
Garbage Peter.
Went to... This thing was like a thing with Rachel, and they did this super, like... I think it was a wine thing related thing, too.
Yeah, there was like a cave with
and they,
wine
like, yeah,
in it.
They like put like a thing of wine to like open like later on, like years later that they made together. And it was like... I'm like, that's really sweet. But then they just broke up, so now it doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they have this special Peter and Kelsey wine.
Man, is that wine still in that Spain cave?
Yeah, it definitely is. It for sure
That's just
is.
Aging indefinitely
you know,
now.
You know they don't watch
this.
This
is the plot of National Treasure 3.
Oh.
Nicolas Cage has to find Rachel and Peter's wine.
They need to line up for the right wine.
The label was made from the Declaration of Independence.
You see, the Articles of Confederation, when you line them up, show where to find the wine. That's my Nicolas Cage impression.
Yeah, okay.
It's pretty okay.
Pretty decent, yeah. I've heard better.
I didn't want to yell loud.
Yeah.
I don't want to strain my voice.
Fair. We do have a lot more talking to do today. So
they make that wine, and then it's time to meet Kelsey's very
blonde
family.
Time to meet Kelsey's blonde family,
who all have nose jobs.
They do
all of them. I think even her stepdad, that they barely let us talk to,
yeah,
or get to know, have nose jobs.
Yep,
they all look the same.
Yeah, this is a real Stepford Wives.
Someone tweeted something that I got a huge kick out of. It was it was like after Kelsey gets sent home, like Kelsey's family after she got sent home, and it was the two dudes from White Chicks,
uh-huh.
just like a gif of them as women.
Yes.
And I got a huge kick out of that.
Yeah,
because that really was what they kind of looked like.
Kinda. So Kelsey is obviously not Peter's favorite at this point.
I can't believe this is the thing that I'm gonna say. Out of all of them, she's like now the best choice.
Did the lights flicker or did I blink?
The lights definitely flickered.
Okay.
She's right now the best choice.
Oh, yeah, no. Kelsey is the only sane choice at this
which
point.
Which is insane to say.
Yeah.
Because the only reason I say she's the best choice.
This is Champagne Gate.
The only reason I say she's the best choice at this point is that she's probably the only one who would actually really definitely stay with him. Because I feel like if you picked Kelsey, she's going to be with you. She's not going to leave you.
Yeah.
She's going to bring you to Iowa, and you're going to live in Iowa for the rest of your life. But, like, she will be with you through all of it.
Yeah. No, it's very true. Hold on. I'm texting someone. This is comedy poison.
This is comedy poison.
Because also this date wasn't, like... This was very...
Nice.
Boring. This date was the least interesting to watch, really.
Which is fine.
There's always a dud.
To be fair, that's what you want... In reality.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to bring you to my family and shit goes crazy.
Yeah.
This is the time where you don't want drama.
This is a sane, normal date.
Basically, everything going well and no drama basically means you're going to the fuck palace most of the time.
Most of the time. So, yeah, everyone in Kelsey's family looks the same. They sit down and have those conversations about how, like, their relationship is.
Things are going good. For her, she thinks.
Yeah.
She goes, I love you. He says, my heart's falling.
Yeah. He doesn't even say the word love.
And you're like, everyone just goes, yep, it's definitely not her.
Yep.
You knew it right away.
You knew, yeah. You just like, all right, this might be the end of the road for you.
Yeah, sorry. Like, but like, her mom like threatened him. She's like, we will be so upset if you do not pick our daughter. Do not break her heart. She has been through enough.
Leave Brittany alone!
Leave Kelsey alone! But don't leave her alone!
Don't
be with her!
Leave her alone. So yeah, they talk, we didn't even see, like, talking to stepdad or...
Yeah, did they not even show that? I think Kelsey talked to him a little.
Yeah, so, here's the thing, the pacing of this episode is bungus, because
Because they're only making us want to pay attention to one thing in particular.
There is one... hometown date that lasts
mattered.
Literally half the episode.
Yeah, that mattered.
So Peter says his goodbyes to Kelsey, and then like a bolt of lightning strikes, and a phone booth appears, and George Carlin steps out. Takes off some sunglasses.
Sup, dudes?
Yeah. Sup, dudes?
Okay.
Be excellent to each other. And you thought I was going for a Doctor Who
thing.
No.
I knew exactly. Because the lightning bolt.
Yeah. I did a Doctor Who one last time, but I wanted to throw you for a loop. I actually played TARDIS noises last time.
I want you to know that I'm so excited for Bill and Ted 3.
I am too, but I'm a little like... I'm wary just because
I'm
like...
I'm seeing that in theaters.
Oh no, me too.
I'm giving them my money.
I'm wary just because like this is like, you know, the classic, you know, like sequel 30 years later that, you know, like,
look,
remember Dumb and Dumber 2?
No, but like I want to see Bill S. Preston
and
Esquire.
And also George Carlin is dead. So like...
Right, but like I think it'll be a nice thing to be... Because like to just a tribute to George Carlin too.
Yeah.
To his life.
Yeah, that like as long as there's some like...
Bill
nod,
S. Preston Esquire. And oh, wait, it was Bill S. Preston Esquire, and what was Keanu's?
Theodore
something Logan.
Yes, let's Google it. We pretend to be such bigger fans of Bill and Ted than we actually are.
I knew it was Theodore Logan. I know there's a middle name.
No, it's Ted Theodore Logan.
It's Ted Theodore Logan.
Yeah,
that's right. And I am Ted Theodore Logan.
Wild Stallion.
Wild Stallion. For any of our listeners, if you've never watched Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, you're missing out on one of the greatest cinema experiences of your life.
Yeah. It's a real good movie.
It's so good.
I love just like...
So good.
The idea that... Like,
it should be. Nothing about this movie should be good,
no.
And it's excellent.
Like, the movie, like, because, like, you know, they originally were going to use, like a Volkswagen bus as their, as their time machine, but then they were like, well, that's too similar to Back to the Future, so let's just rip off this British TV show that no one fucking knows about.
Yeah, and it worked.
And it worked.
Look up Socrates.
Oh,
medieval babes.
did we do Ribs and Reels on Bill and Ted?
I don't think we did.
I feel like we like always meant to, and then it was like one of the lost episodes.
It should be an episode, yeah, that we do. If we bring it back, I kind of would love to
Bill
do
and
that.
Ted should be, yeah, on our list.
I mean, we did bring it back. We had a crossover episode.
Yeah, we did have the crossover episode. We ate ribs when we were watching Monday night's episode.
I want you guys to know that it felt so right for us to watch a live program and eat ribs at the same time. It was the happiest I've ever been.
Yeah, me too.
Good. It meant a lot. We watched it with your two friends too, who were awesome.
Yeah, my friends are cool.
I liked them.
Yeah, they're good people. Okay, so now it's time to go to Alabama. Peter's never been to Alabama before.
Sure hasn't.
He
could have, though.
Yeah. So we are in Auburn, Alabama.
Auburn. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
No, we're not Roll Tide. Well, Roll Tide is against Auburn.
Yeah, I know.
I'm saying so. Auburn. Roll Tide. Yeah. For Hannah.
For Hannah. Hannah B.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. So Madison does this whole thing where she's like, yeah, this is Alabama. I want
to
take you somewhere real important
to the school
to
that I went to.
Yeah.
Where she was a basketball star.
Yeah.
She made two NCAA Final Fours.
Yeah.
That's like a really big deal. Madison, okay, I've watched some game tape on Madison. She's like a really good basketball player. She has a stutter step. She can hit the Euro step. She has a pretty decent shot on the outside corner. Like, she's a baller. Like, she did not show up him enough in this episode. They should have let Madison dominate him. Absolutely dominate him on the court.
Oh, on the court. Right.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No. She's saving that for marriage. But, okay, so here's where things get, like, sketchy. So when they get to the Auburn Stadium, the coach comes out.
Yes.
And I don't know if anyone knows this. Does it say his name there? Because I can't remember the guy's name. I know this dude. Auburn women's coach.
Coach, just like, nope, this isn't it.
No,
it's not him. Bruce Pearl. There
Bruce
he is.
Pearl. Thank
Bruce
you.
Pearl.
Bruce Pearl is a terrible person.
Yes.
He is like a notoriously shitty person.
Yes.
He's had multiple reports of like of kind of being like a sexual predator.
Yep.
He's not. He's apparently like. Seriously, Nick Vile even said he went to school where he was the coach.
Yeah.
And he saw him at frat parties hitting on chicks.
Yeah.
Like Bruce Pearl is not the person they should have had come out and give a recommendation.
Like glowing endorsement of Madison's family.
Right. Like.
Yeah.
He's not a good person.
Yeah.
At all. So very weird.
Yeah.
Now I'm not very tuned into college sports, so I had to learn all of this about who this dude is.
Yeah.
And
I learned about him from Nick's podcast.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's where I learned, yeah, a lot as well. Bruce Pearl, very bad person.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
I cannot believe The Bachelor was so dumb. I actually don't... Lies.
Are you kidding me?
Lies. I fully believe The Bachelor is
Remember
so
Remember when the
dumb.
Show had an actual criminal?
That's right. Sorry.
And a racist?
Yeah. Fair. Well, now too.
This show is bad.
This show is bad. This is really bad to have Bruce Pearl like representing love.
Yeah. It's bad.
He runs them through a couple basketball drills.
Yeah, they do some basketball.
Dribble this ball! Peter can't.
Oh, and there was also a sportsman there who
when they walked in!
They walked in, there was a sportsman.
Up on the big
on the screen. He wasn't actually there, he just sent in a video. And it was my
basketball legend!
Charles Barkley. Yep.
The great mound of rebounds.
Yes.
And let me tell you something, Peter. I fully believe that you could find love, and if you don't, that would be terrible.
I'm a big fan of his singing career. You know when he sings that song, Crazy?
Fuck you. Wow. The worst.
Maybe you're crazy. You're crazy. Maybe I'm crazy.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep.
That's my Charles Barkley impression.
That's a good Charles Barkley impression.
Thank you. Yeah. I've practiced.
Yeah, clearly. So yeah, we got the sportsman, we got the bad coach, and then we got
the bad coach, which is the follow-up song to from after the bad touch.
Yeah.
It's the bad coach.
The bad coach. And they do some sports, and they dribble some balls.
I'd appreciate your jock itch.
Yep. Madison shows Peter how good she is at handling balls. And
are you me? Come on, man. These are my jokes.
I made that joke during the show, though.
That's fair.
Yeah,
that's
when
fair.
We were watching it. Yeah. And then they play a little one-on-one. No one plays the song "That's How I Beat Shaq" by Aaron Carter.
Yeah, come on, get your shit together. If you're gonna not give me Tennille Arts,
yeah.
You better at least give me "That's
Bring
How
me
I Beat Shaq."
Bring me Aaron Carter out Bring to play Aaron "That's Carter. How I
like,
Beat
the,
Shaq."
The corpse of Aaron Carter to like. So that's how I beat Shaq. Can someone play me, please?
I miss Hillary Duff.
I'm in. Disney's had me on retainer for years.
For the right moment.
For the right moment. I can finally be free.
Here's the thing. When the day finally comes that somehow Aaron Carter and Shaq have their rematch, I feel like it will 100% be on The Bachelor.
Let me tell you something, Aaron Carter. I'm going to come in there and Diesel going to dunk all over you.
Like... But that's gonna happen when Aaron Carter and Shaq have their famed rematch.
It's coming.
Because remember, Aaron cheated.
And no, he did absolutely.
Aaron
cheated. And he admitted it.
Yeah, it's in the song.
It's in the song.
He distracted
that's
Shaq.
That's how he beat Shaq.
By lying and saying, "Hey, Shaq, you didn't tie your shoelace."
And
while
Shaq
is
being,
distracted,
Shaq being a silly boy, thought
Shaq, the famously gullible Shaquille O'Neal,
the famously gullible Irish actor Shaquille O'Neal. Okay,
you know what they should do? They should get Shaq to play a song with Tennille Arts, so they could be Shaquille Arts.
Shaquille Arts. Did you know he's a DJ?
Yes, a friend of mine actually sent me like a
DJ
thing.
Diesel.
Yeah, so to one of his like events like in Brooklyn like at the end of the month.
Wait, he's doing something in Brooklyn at the end of the month?
Yes.
Why aren't we going?
I have to work that day.
Fuck!
I might try to figure that one out.
DJ Diesel.
But now it's time to meet Madison's family, which includes her father, who might be the good doctor.
Oh.
In
Jesus' name we pray.
Yep. Yep. We're not going to talk about how her dad looks like the good doctor.
No, I think he looks like Alfred E. Newman.
Who's that?
The Mad, Mad Magazine.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, that guy. Yes.
What? Me worry?
Yeah, that guy. I was just really thinking about the good doctor.
No, he looked, well, he mean, look.
Think about what's coming up next on the good doctor.
Yeah, think about our podcast within a podcast this week and coming up next.
Coming
on
up
the
next
good
on the good doctor. He there's a child who needs a operation.
And
the good
and
doctor
it thinks, might not be a good idea.
The good doctor thinks he should get the operation.
Because he's such a good doctor.
He thinks that like the kid it'll help the kid later in life be better in social situations because the good doctor is bad in social situations.
And some of the other doctors are like,
good doctor, this might not be the best idea.
This might be a bad idea.
Good doctor, maybe we should think about this.
good doctor. And he's like, no, I'm the good
and
doctor.
And he's like, no, I'm the
and
good
that's
doctor.
It.
And that's all we know. Did the kid get the operation? Did the good doctor convince the other doctors that the kid should get the operation?
We might never know.
It's coming up next on The Good Doctor.
We might never know. It might never get addressed next week.
So that was the first actual installment of coming up next on The Good Doctor.
Of this week on coming up next on The Good Doctor.
Coming up next on The Good Doctor. So yeah, we meet Madison's family, we meet parents, we meet siblings, we meet dad.
And yeah, so the internet doesn't like him.
Is it because he's the good doctor?
No. The internet would love him.
Yes,
if he
true.
Was the good doctor.
This meme is not helpful. I was hoping it would be helpful.
How unhelpful was it?
Very unhelpful.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
Nice.
Thank you.
So yeah. So I don't know why the internet hates her dad. Apparently, I think they think he's like controlling or something. I don't know what it is.
And he also got an endorsement from a terrible man. So
that's fair.
Yeah.
But I don't think that makes you a terrible person.
Yeah.
Maybe it does. I don't know.
Oh, the special plate. We didn't talk about this.
Oh, the special
the
plate.
The special plate.
Which was, of course it's going to go to Madison tonight.
No, let's do the special plate for, like, her sister.
Yeah. Yeah. So, everyone, there's the special plate. So you guys know, there's a special plate. They just cut up, put some chunks of meat on it. And they go, so whoever gets the special plate, we all go around and we say nice things about the person that gets the special plate. And tonight, it's going to be Madison.
Can I say something bad? Can I say a bad thing?
Has it ever stopped me?
This seems like the exact kind of thing that the family of someone saving herself for marriage would do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like 100%.
Like, this is the kind of forced...
I have some thoughts on this. No, I have some thoughts on this.
This is the kind of forced wholesomeness that I expect from Catholicism. Like,
that's Peter's.
Yeah. Well, Peter Stanley is adorable.
Yeah.
Yeah. This
adorable.
This was not adorable.
This was weird.
This was bad.
She's clearly not happy. And her sisters are like, her sister's like cynically like, I'm really proud of you. I'm so happy that Madison gets the plates tonight.
Well, think about it, because they're probably saving themselves for marriage too.
They're saving themselves for the plate.
Madison being in this position on The Bachelor means she's that much closer to sex than they are.
I'm so happy for you. Look, I've said this.
This family just reeks of sexual oppression.
No, what I'm saying is Madison clearly, like...
Repression, sorry.
Madison has clearly, like... Yeah, sexual oppression. Not the right phrase.
Sorry, I meant to say repression. Sorry, claw.
It's the claw.
I plead the claw.
I said this while we were watching it, and I stand by it. Madison has definitely done other stuff. Like, she's explored other areas.
It's everything but.
Ooh.
One T or two T's, we don't know.
We don't know! Oh, that's good. Yes, that's the best way to put it without me being a crass jerk.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm okay being crass.
You are.
Speaking of ass.
Her father's name is Chad.
Chad Michael Michaels?
No. Chad Brad Bradley?
Chad Brad Bradley.
That's a Fuller House reference. That's a reference to Fuller House I just made on this podcast again.
Never happened before.
Nope. Well, I did say in the last episode I'd have to reference it a third time, and then I didn't. So
got it.
So
we did it.
We did it.
We did it, everybody.
Comedy comes in threes.
We did it, everyone. Mark it down, New Joe.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Joe.
Wow.
New Joe.
Look, I know we didn't involve you in this episode until now, but it doesn't mean that you have to just come at us like
you
that.
You were really out of line last week.
Wow.
And which is why
I'm going to need to
just...
talk to Gail in HR to talk to Linda in HR.
Yeah. Like, that. Those words are... I understand we're in Alabama right now.
Most times, those words are okay.
But
to them,
you got to think about what you just said.
Yeah,
think about
get in your corner.
The audience that we have for this podcast,
jerk,
and the job that you have.
You think I'm gonna pay you this week? No.
Yeah, you pig.
You pig. It's okay. We can say that.
We can say that. He's actually a pig.
He's a real pig.
Hey,
whoa, down. No,
down.
That's right.
Good new Joe.
Good job. Now you stay in your corner.
Stay in your corner.
Not another word.
No slop till tomorrow, okay? No more slop today.
Sorry you guys had to hear that. That was awkward for us.
We don't like to live discipline our pig, but sometimes he needs it.
Hey, sometimes, you know, you can't oink at the hand that feeds you.
The fuck are we talking about?
Oh, Madison's overly religious family.
Yeah, the religion thing. So a lot of people talk to Madison about her choice to not do
the
sex.
Have you noticed that they said that a lot? Have you told them about your choice,
yeah,
Madison? This is your choice,
when
Madison.
Yeah.
We did not tell you that this wasn't your choice. This is your choice.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's a weird way to put this.
Well, it's because they're putting the onus on her.
Right. And I'm saying, like, they're very aware.
Whereas, like, the reality is that this is something that she's been instructed to do by her religion.
Yes.
And this is not her choice at all, really, even though it is. But this is why the internet doesn't like Madison's dad.
That's fair.
Yeah. This is why.
That's fair.
Religion is...
Let your girl fuck! Is what we're all saying.
Yeah. That's... Yeah.
Let your girl get busy with it.
Let's leave this train of thought right now and keep going. Let's
move
on.
Oh, come on. I've said worse.
No, you've said worse. It's just more like this is not like the place I want to be right now.
Why? Are you saying you want to talk about the Victoria F date?
Kinda.
Okay.
Peter tells Madison he loves her.
Yes. And she goes, yes, you do.
Yep. And she just goes, yes.
Yes. She wants to say it, but she doesn't know if she should because Jesus. But also, it seems that she has to. She's like, now that Kelly's gone, I have to be the rational one.
Yes. Well, Kelly's not gone yet.
No, Kelly's gone.
Oh, Kelly. Sorry, I thought you meant. Yeah, never mind.
No, Kelsey isn't rational.
Yeah, Kelsey's not rational.
I'm saying
either.
Kelly is gone.
Kelly is gone. Kelly's gone. She gone, that one.
She's saying now that Kelly's gone,
Madison has to be the adult in the room.
Yes, exactly.
Which is weird.
Because she's 23. Because
she's 23 years old. So.
That's it. He leaves.
So he leaves, and there's a big flash of light, and a DeLorean pulls up, and an old man gets out.
We gotta go now!
Peter! Madison! It's your children!
That's very good. You eventually have sex. It's incredible. I was there.
What, Chris? Do we become assholes in the future? No, Peter. It's your children.
They're terrible.
In my head, Chris.
They've
Harrison,
become Jews.
Oh my God, Alan.
I can say that.
Oh my, Alan. I'm personally not okay with what
I'm totally okay with that.
Just said on our podcast.
That's okay, because you know Madison would freak out about it.
But that's not. I was going for like a wholesome Chris Harrison as Doc Brown kind of thing.
No.
And you made this much. Oh my God.
I'm okay with it. You know, as the one Jew in the room, it's fine.
Well, we've never really asked New Joe about his religion.
That's true. We'll get into that next week. We'll let him ponder what his affiliations are.
But as I was saying, Peter gets in a DeLorean and they go to the future.
They'll go back to the future.
They go back to the future. And Victoria F time!
Oh boy. And does... So guys, yeah, this was an hour-long part of this show.
Yeah, so at this point... we've seen three hometown dates in a little over an hour, it's been.
Yep, that's what... If you're wondering why most of this episode has been boring...
It's because this part of it wasn't.
Yeah.
This is the part of the show that
where
has...
Where it got good.
Where it got good. Yeah.
This is what I wanted.
This is what all those people in Fortnite have been warning me about.
That's what it has been?
Yeah.
Perfect.
This is the part where it get good.
This is what
they tell me that constantly.
Yeah, this is what those tiny racists in Fortnite tell me about. It get good.
Okay.
So we start out on a beach in Virginia.
Yeah, Virginia is beach. Known for its beaches.
Yeah, yeah, you know.
You know, East Coast Virginia. This is the first Hometowns episode where we haven't been to California.
That's true.
This entire episode took place on the East Coast.
Wow, that's actually very interesting.
Yeah.
That you bring that up.
Yeah.
Huh. What's a fun fact?
Oh, fuck yeah, I got a spam email. I love these.
How spammy is the spam email?
Okay, it is from Kim McCassie. It just says, need your reply now.
Well, give your fucking reply, man.
Well, I don't want to open the attachment.
I don't know who Kim McCassie is.
Neither do I. But it says in parentheses, Royal Primary Care. Wow. And usually they tell me, like, I've been left money from some account from an uncle in Africa.
That they're in Kenya and they need you to send them $1 million and they'll pay you back, you know, in, like, a year's time.
Yeah. I did get a spam email once that I was called to respond to. Because it just said... It was a spam email. It was clearly like one of those like emails like trying to pry, asking for like
right.
to send them money and my social security number and everything. But it just said, we need to discuss Norbert. And I...
Wow, that's a prompt you have to follow.
And I responded to it and I just said, oh my God, is he okay?
Oh my God, is he okay? Wait, did they respond?
Yes, and then they responded. I guess that response like gave them enough information to fill in more holes in theirs. Because they were like, yes, a family member of yours, Norbert Toy, which I confirmed, not a real person, has passed away in Saudi Arabia and is left behind
in
a large...
Saudi Arabia!
Left behind a large sum of money.
You're not even Arabian!
And he's left behind a large sum of money that can't be removed from this country without a family member. What's your social security number? And I'm just like, yeah, we're not playing this game, homie.
No. I would have pushed it way further.
Can you tell me
what Norbert's ailment was?
Yeah.
I've heard there's a lot of this coronavirus going around.
This was like years ago.
I know, but I'd just be like, that's when I would be pushing it.
I know. I wanted to respond so much more, but I just forgot over time.
Dude, that is so great.
Yeah.
Saudi Arabia.
Oh my God, is Norbert okay?
Is Norbert okay? I just talked to him yesterday.
You just talked to him yesterday. Uncle Norbert.
Uncle Norbert. I think you should have been like getting more and more distressed.
What happened to him?
Just keep pushing
it
further.
He just passed away. Was there an accident? Was he sick?
Hold on. I need to go tell my mother.
Why is his banker the first person to tell me?
This is huge news.
Norbert.
I'm gonna hold on. I need to go tell my mother.
Like, he bought me a PlayStation 1 for Christmas. Talk to my mom. And mailed it to me from Saudi Arabia.
I was gonna meet him next week.
We were gonna get lunch next week. He was coming home for the holidays.
Thank you for this information,
Norbert.
I won't be coming, but I'm glad that you told me. Dude, that's so funny. What? How the fuck did they pick that name?
Right.
Okay. Wait. I don't know. They didn't pick like your uncle, like Sam or something. They were like, "What's a common name?" What's a common white name?
Norbert, right?
Norbert. Like, that's definitely a common, right? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They'll believe that.
Yeah.
Dude, that's awesome.
Kobe!
No, wow.
Nothing but net.
Okay, so let's move on to this bad, bad date.
Bad,
bad time.
Virginia Beach.
They show up and Vicky asks.
There's a dog?
With a good boy.
There's a dog. All right, it's a good boy?
He was a very good boy.
I don't know. He's probably bitten someone.
He might have, but I think he was a very good boy.
Yeah.
This is the best part of this date because she had a heckin' good boy out there and playing around with that doggy.
Yep.
Look, everyone knows you don't like dogs, but everyone knows I like them.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, her owner is bad. So why is this dog good?
But the dog probably stays at home with the parents, who didn't seem to be bad people.
No, her family was adorable.
They were very cute.
Yeah.
She just seems to be the devil.
Yes. Let's discuss. So, now there's it's time for a country music concert.
Yeah, they get ice cream.
They get some ice cream. It's adorable.
They're walking with that heckin' good boy.
That boy. And then it's time to listen to Chase Rice.
I said that. Time for have another country music concert. It's Chase Rice! Just kidding.
It's not Chase Rice. It's Hunter Hayes.
Who, if any of you know who the fuck Hunter Hayes is, great. We don't, because it's not Tenille Arts.
No, it's not.
Or Air Supply.
I really wanted to know.
Or the people who sing Donkashane. Those are all the songs we know.
Yeah. Hunter Hayes sings a song.
That Peter clearly knows.
That, it's because the lyrics go, I don't want easy, I want crazy. Which is kind of the theme of this whole season, Peter.
Keep your third eye open, everybody. They just fucking exposed themselves.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Peter heard that and went, oh my God, yes.
Wow, he's so right.
He really knows me.
Wow, Hunter Hayes really gets me.
Hunter Hayes really gets me.
His music speaks to me.
Although, in fairness, I was watching SNL a few weeks ago.
And Hunter Hayes was on?
No, it was Luke Combs. Who is also a country music singer.
Country boy.
And he sang a song called Beer Never Broke My Heart. I think I get country music. Oh my God.
Beer has always made me happy.
Oh my God, I think I understand country music.
I get country
right
music
now.
Now.
I get it now, yeah.
I'm going to a Luke Bryant concert tomorrow.
But yes, we get some country music. They dance. You remember that other date that they had? It's like that one.
Yeah. Okay.
But without the weird, without someone's ex showing up and ruining it.
Yeah.
Oh wait, but mistake. Yakuza boss die. Yakuza very mad. I hide in fishing boat. Come to America. No food, no money, no English. Daryl give me job. Now I have new house, American car, and new woman. My big secret. I kill Yakuza boss on purpose. I good surgeon. The best. Now that that's out of the way.
Steady hand?
Yeah, in Japan, heart surgeon number one. Steady hand. That's out of the way, though. Now we got that out of the way.
Idiots! You thought an ex wasn't going to show up, dumb dummies?
But it wasn't Victoria's ex, Chase Rice. It was Peter's ex.
Peter's fucking ex, Melissa.
Marissa,
thank you.
Yes.
Whom they just decided to blur her face out, but we all know what the fuck she looks like because she's posted about Victoria F. online on her Instagram, which is very public.
So Peter sees her, and like he doesn't...
He's genuinely surprised. He's
genuinely shocked.
He's like, Marissa? Holy shit!
And they have like a nice little like back and forth. And she's like, hey, did you buy that jacket from the store when I worked there? And he's like, no, it's a different jacket, actually. This is a different jacket. I bought this more recently. Oh, that's really nice. Okay, Victoria F. is the worst person I've ever met.
She's the goddamn devil.
And you need to not right now, okay? You need to run.
I said, what?
Run. This is that scene.
We know each other.
This is that scene in Justice League where Batman falls asleep at his desk and then the Flash comes back from the future and he's like, she's the key! You gotta stop Amy Adams!
You gotta go get your kids, Marty!
It's your kids! Marissa shows up and she's like, yeah, Victoria F. is, like, we used to be friends. Like, we, like, rolled
she's
in the same circles.
She's ruined a bunch of relationships.
Apparently, and like I did a little more digging into this, and by a little more I mean like very.
I mean, like the internet is throwing out hot tea left and right, like, on this chick.
She apparently reached out originally to Reality Steve, and he said, like, usually, you know, people do like reach out to me and they're like, hey, I've got gossip about these contestants that like I want to share with you. She went in a completely different direction, and instead of sharing this gossip, she was like, can you put me in touch with the producers of the show, please?
She must fucking hate her.
Yeah. No. She's like genuinely worried about Peter at this point.
And
like,
she's come out. She said that Victoria F. has threatened to like knife her car, has like threatened to kill her, has broken up multiple relationships for other people.
Yeah.
There's been like confirmed
like
things.
Friends of hers.
Right.
Like,
there's people spilling hot tea about this bitch everywhere.
Yeah. Like the floodgates are open. My God.
Everyone's like, yo, this chick is nuts.
Yeah. And like,
and she's a white supremacist.
And she's a white supremacist on top of that. Although we did get an alternate take on that one,
which is possible.
I don't necessarily believe it.
I don't necessarily believe it either.
It was basically saying, you know, like a lot of like these sort of like modeling gigs, they're not necessarily like you're not wearing the clothes.
You're modeling just, and then someone will impose or Photoshop them onto you at different things.
Like logos and stuff.
Right. They'll sell your pictures.
Like
to
it's
other
kind
people.
Of like you're modeling for a stock photo company,
yes,
basically.
Exactly.
And then whatever company buys those photos will then put their logos on your clothing.
Right. Which
via
I don't
Photoshop.
Think happened.
Which,
I
yeah,
don't know if that happened.
I don't
one.
Know if that happened, but it is
it's
something that does
plausible.
Happen. It's plausible.
All the other shit. Oh, she also has a DUI.
I missed that one.
Yes. Oh, Victoria F. Okay. is a registered DUI.
Cool. Not an unregistered one?
No, well, you wouldn't hear about it.
Yeah, that's fair.
She might have a couple unregistered
might
ones.
Might have a couple unregistered ones.
Look, if you have one registered DUI, there's a bunch of ones that, like, you've done other.
Yeah,
other,
there's a couple other. That one
you've
your first time.
Yeah, you've definitely done it before.
Yeah. Yeah, Marissa shows up and she just, like,
spills the hot tea.
Yeah, she doesn't even spill anything. She doesn't say anything, really. She's just, like, warns Peter and then disappears into the mist.
Well, she spilled a little hot tea. There's
like, a little bit.
Here's some tea. I spilled a little bit, but I'm keeping the rest for later.
Yeah. Do you think we're going to see her again?
Yes.
Marissa?
No. Wait, no. Bet she comes back and she marries Peter!
Marissa's the one who wins the season!
Because they blocked her face out.
Yeah, they don't want us to know what she looks like yet.
Yet. Even though you can look up her Instagram, she's not shy.
Yeah. So now Peter's like,
Okay, I should probably do a rational thing and ask her about this. I'm not going to accuse her of anything. I'm going to let her know what happened. And she's definitely going to act like a rational adult.
No.
And she's for sure going to have a conversation with me about it before we go in. I just need to talk to her about it. And she's definitely going to act like an adult.
Yes. That's exactly what happens.
Idiots.
Nope.
Dummies. Come on. You think that's how she would act? No. She gaslights the fuck out of him.
Yeah. And she turns it around and like makes it about him and like. Just like she just
like here's my Victoria F. impression. Like How are you making, like, you're gonna do this before my parents? What are you even doing? Like, what? How could you? What are you doing? You're the one who's always in a mood. This is about you. You're doing this. And she just throws everything back at Peter. And he's just like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
I just asked you a question.
Yeah.
And you walked away. I'm like all she had to do in this instance, even if any of it's true, she could have been like, yes, like, in my past, I did some shitty things, and I really regret it, and I'm sorry that you had to find out that way. It's something I wanted to address with you my way.
Yeah.
And I didn't. And I'm sorry that that's had to happen, but, like, it's something that we can talk about. He would have been, okay, that's a thing we can talk about later. I'm glad you brought it up, and at least said that. Let's go inside and meet your parents.
That's not what happens either!
She just gaslights the fuck out of him and
she's like, and you're supposed to meet my parents? You're supposed to meet my family tonight?
What is so terrifying about her, other than everything else that we've put out there, watching this was clearly watching an abusive high school relationship.
Yes.
Like an emotionally abusive high school relationship.
Yeah.
Which I've been in.
Yep.
Like, I'm watching this and just getting flashbacks of, like, this is what I had to go through.
Yeah, it sucks. I've been through shit like this too.
It's just like, it was really bad.
Yeah.
I can't even joke about it because it was dumb.
Yeah, no, I'm like struggling to talk about this date, honestly, because it's hitting very close to home in a lot of situations.
She's a nut.
Yeah.
She's crazy.
So basically.
And boy, howdy, does Peter want to just fuck her stupid.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's funny again.
It's funny again. The jokes are back, guys. So at this point, the date ends.
So why are you walking away? Because I'm walking away. That's it? Is it? No. But I'm leaving.
Yeah.
He just gets in the car and leaves.
That's it. I'm not even going to make a funny joke about it.
And then her parents
End of
come
date.
Out. Her parents go out. What's the wrong? End of date.
End of date.
She didn't even get a fucking hometown.
No. She got an awkward country music concert to make up for the last one, and then Peter's ex-girlfriend shows up, and it's not even Hannah Brown, and then we have to fucking, and then they fight, and
maybe
then
it was actually Hannah
ends.
Brown, but they wanted us to think it was Marissa,
yes.
So they blurred her face out, and they changed her voice.
Yep.
That's what I would have loved. I would have loved they actually gave her, like, the deepening effect on her voice.
Well,
listen, Peter, I need to tell you something about Victoria F. I am your father. Also, Victoria F. Not a great person. Yeah.
I wonder if the mic's picking up any of that.
I think it definitely
did. My Darth Vader breathing.
I believe it did.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's a good mic.
Thank you.
I
we need
it.
A better one.
We need a better one. Patreon,
focus
get on it.
We need a better mic. It's about $100. So now it's time for a rose ceremony. And I want to talk about this.
It is time for the rose ceremony. Are we going to go over what happened before it, though?
What happens before?
She visits him in his apartment.
Oh, right.
At the room, not apartment.
Yeah.
Room.
Right, yeah. So
sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Yeah, no, I completely forgot about this. Victoria shows up at Peter's hotel room.
And here's the one good thing that happens.
And just continues doing
this.
The things she do.
She kind of does that, but, like, this is the first time Peter's actually engaged her in a real conversation. Where he goes, like, you can't act like this. Like, every time you do this, it's not good.
What you're doing is bad.
Like, he basically says, like, acting like that and walking away constantly, like, isn't a good way. And she's like, yeah, you're right. It's not a good thing. I won't do it. You're right.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, she's so fucking fake. And that is what I have been preaching for weeks now.
Yeah.
That she's a fake fucking person.
Yeah.
She has zero anxiety. She's lying. She is just lying and gaslighting her way through this fucking show. And I cannot stand her anymore.
Oh, also they took some old-timey pictures at some point.
They did, that's right. It was adorable. It was fucking adorable.
Right? So cute. So that happens, and now it's time for the rose ceremony.
It is, it's what it is.
So it takes place in an airplane hangar because Peter's a pilot.
Duh.
And
he wants to fly away with this competition.
Yep.
Actually, they're just gonna get in the plane right now and just go to wherever they gotta go next.
And he's just like, okay, this was this week was rough, right, guys?
Hooray!
And they're all like, what are you talking about, Peter? We all had a really great time on our dates. Meanwhile, Victoria F. is sweating bullets.
I want to say, because we're all about the fashions.
All about the fashions. There was a fashion faux pas here.
Madison came out like a stunner.
Madison's looking great
with that, with the sequins and the pants suit or whatever it was. She was killing.
She was looking great. Hannah Ann barely wearing anything.
Barely wearing a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, she was like, look, I'm not trying to be crass, but I also am, because man, out to play. Like, she was like, this is why you want to pick me.
She wasn't leaving a lot to the imagination
at all. She goes, this is what you're getting.
This is what you're getting next week. Pick me.
Pick me.
And then Kelsey and Victoria F. are basically wearing the same dress.
Exact same color.
Yeah.
Exact same color.
It's the same color and the same material, it looks like.
Yeah, weird.
Victoria F. is wearing what I call the Space Queen dress.
Yes!
Which Hannah B. did wear at one point. Yes. Different colors, still.
Yes, but you're right.
It's just like a longer dress that has pointy shoulder pads.
Yep.
And I always refer to it as the Space Queen dress.
But Madison, you fucking
Madison's looking
it.
Good.
Madison killed
and
it.
And like... Hannah Ann's not looking too bad either.
Right, right. I think she looks bad.
Didn't look bad.
We're just like, wow. You came out.
Wowza.
Yeah, you're going for that rose.
Yeah.
Looking like.
Because this is the week before sex date.
This is the week before sex date, and she's like, sex me. I'm like,
do
like,
sex on me.
Don't you want to fuck me? Is basically what that
don't
dress says.
Don't you want to fuck me? Don't you want to Peter? Oh, we went different.
I know, but it's still. I think it was good harmony anyway.
Okay.
It was off the cuff.
Yeah,
and I'm okay with it.
All right,
it was beautiful.
That's
gonna also go on our playlist.
Yep,
us singing it. Not
us singing.
The
no,
song.
Of course. Also, we're gonna have to put Morning Train on there.
Oh yeah,
yeah. We did mention it last week.
Yes, we did.
So roses go to Hannah Ann, Madison.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because of
literally
course.
In the order of dates.
Yeah, Madison. And?
It's definitely Kelsey, right?
Well,
yeah, she's definitely getting this rose. For sure.
Victoria F.
Because fuck me.
We can just call her Victoria now, right?
Yeah, we can just call her Victoria now.
Victoria?
Of course. I just say Vicky F.
So he gives a rose to Victoria.
To white power Vicky.
For reasons that are unclear.
Oh, no.
Well.
Sorry. They're absolutely clear.
Yeah.
It's he wants to take her to the bone zone.
Two pretty obvious reasons.
Yeah. Two pretty obvious reasons. Having and sex.
Yes.
You thought you were going to say something inappropriate.
Yeah.
More inappropriate,
don't be
rather.
Gross.
Don't be gross,
don't
idiots.
Be gross, guys. And then Kelsey, they go outside to a bench that's there for some reason, and Peter and Kelsey sit there.
Like an airplane bench.
Yeah.
Not like when they took from like the lobby of the airport and was like, let's put it outside.
Yeah. And then they sit there for a second, and Peter's like, yeah, sorry.
And she's like,
and
nah,
Kelsey's
all
like,
right.
Oh, this party sucks. I'm
yeah,
going
this party
home.
Sucks.
I
thought you loved me.
It's like, well, I didn't actually say that. I
said
a lot of words.
I didn't say it.
I said a lot of words that sounded like it. Dove.
Dove. Shove.
Bruv.
Bruv. Oh, hey, I'm seeing that I am bruv. Why do you just have an English accent? Oh, we don't know. But.
but yeah, never said love.
Never said
sorry,
love.
Sorry, Kelsey.
Idiot.
And then the episode's over.
That's really pretty unceremoniously.
Yeah. We ended the episode.
Where are we
there.
Going? Do we know where we're going?
Yes, we do.
Where are we going?
I don't remember.
Alright.
I don't
we'll
remember.
We'll see you next week.
They definitely said they're going somewhere, but where? Unclear.
We'll see you next week.
We haven't been to Thailand this season yet.
This is for sure what I think is gonna happen.
Okay, we're doing predictions?
Yeah. This is what I think is gonna happen.
Okay.
He's gonna blow Victoria F's back out, because that's clearly what he wants to do.
Yep.
Then he's gonna send her home, because that's all he wants her for.
Okay.
Absolutely all he wants her for.
Yep.
And then he's gonna take Madison and Hannah Ann to Thailand. Yeah. It probably won't be Thailand. He's gonna take them to
it's always Thailand.
Ten to the final two, and then Madison's gonna be like struggling a lot with like the fact that he slept with someone before that, and then she's going to end up leaving, and then he's not going to keep Hannah Ann, and then he's going to go fly to where Madison is and get her back, and that's what the mom's going to be crying about.
And then they're going to break up, and Peter's going to end up with a producer.
Yes. Yes. Yes! But he will also unceremoniously take her virginity, and they'll be like, what? He did that? Sure did. and then he'll crack a claw and look at America.
Look the camera straight in the eye and just went, yep.
Yep.
You want to play the game?
I sure fucking do.
All right, let's do it. Alan, do you have a play the game for this?
You know what?
Share it with me.
She may have been kicked off the show, but she had the only good date. And that's going to go to Kelsey. It's a fun date.
It was a fun date.
Fun date. Let's go crush grapes. Day.
Crush some grapes. Yeah, get some fam.
It was nice. Good job, Kelsey. It looked like you, Kelsey, okay. I've made a lot of fun of Kelsey this season.
As have I.
Because she's a crazy person.
Yep.
But she deserved better than this. I hope to God this isn't the edit that gets her the Bachelorette. Because I would hate
no,
that.
No, of course not.
I would hate
no,
her as the
Bachelorette.
No, it's
not. She would not be. She would not be Bachelorette. I hope.
But
not.
I will say, hopefully, going into the to Bachelor in Paradise, I would.
She's
like
bit material.
I
for
would
sure.
like to see her in Bachelor in Paradise.
She's bit material for sure. I can already see her introduction of champagne getting sprayed in her face.
That's like, yeah. Almost Paradise, and it's Yuki Poyo shaking the champagne in her face.
Well, I mean that's
because that's what they did to Wells.
That's why she's not going to Fantasy Suites because Peter's already seen her sprayed with sticky liquid in her face, so he doesn't need.
And he liked it.
Yeah, so he's like, well, I don't need to see it.
Well, now that I've seen it once,
I've already seen it. Gross joke, Alex. Gross joke.
But I loved it.
It was a good one. What's my play of the game?
You tell me.
I don't. This episode was bad.
This episode was bad.
Can I give my play of the game to Hannah Ann's dress?
Yes, absolutely. Like, you can do whatever the fuck you want.
Not because that dress was trying so hard. Like
it was holding up. It was
holding itself together so hard. Just like don't move a millimeter, or we're gonna see everything.
Or dude, look, I'm trying to say like look, the girls want to play.
Yeah.
Wow, Hannah Ann looked so good. I haven't been that into Hannah Ann through most of the season, and this time I was like, Hannah Ann's fucking gorgeous.
Yeah,
like
I'm not giving the dress because it made her look good.
I'm a disgusting man.
I'm saying it because that dress was putting in the work.
I'm saying you're doing the right thing.
It was clearly like painted on, like.
You're doing the right thing and not being a crass, gross boy.
Because I just was 30 seconds ago.
Right. I'm doing the right thing and being a crass, gross boy for me. And I accept it.
Yes.
Hannah Ann's so hot now to me. I'm in love with her.
See, I've cooled on her since this.
I have not. I'm cooled on her. I'm horny for this one.
Oh, boy.
Which is what Peter's only saying about
the Yep. Time.
He's horny for a thing you did. Yeah. Oh, he's horny for this one.
Oh, he's horny for this one.
Which is so true, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So it looks like we're going to have some craziness going on at the Fantasy Suites.
Really?
Oh, no, sorry, not the Fantasy Suites.
The Fuck Palace.
The Fuck Palace. Which, this is my favorite episode all season. I love the Fuck Palace.
The Fuck Palace is always fun. Yeah, it's going to be. We got. We should have.
Because Dad says you can have sex.
Father has given you permission to bone. So we've got two more episodes of this season, plus a women's hell-all.
Probably three.
We're probably going to have a two-part finale.
Yeah.
We'll see where we go from there. But keep on listening
keep
to this
on.
Podcast.
Oh, please keep on listening to this
please
podcast.
Please keep listening.
People have been loving it, man.
People enjoy our show.
People like
people
our,
enjoy this
our
brand
of crass boy comedy.
Yeah. Because, again, I do, and we've discussed this, like, sort of finding our niche in, like, the world of Bachelor Recap podcasts, because there are a million of them.
There's 10,000 million bajillion.
Because there's so many podcasts that are trying to play it safe.
But is there one that's
and
as
they're
horny
trying to
as
be,
ours?
They're trying to be, like, politically correct, and they're trying to do that. And then there's us just being gross about
there's
it.
There's, like, a couple that are pretty gross, and I love that they're gross, and that's why I like them more, because it's showing the ugly side of this dumb, dumb show.
Yeah.
And I like that we're in that smaller area, but they're not as horny as we are. We're horny, but it's because we're alone.
Yeah, very.
So if you want to give us girlfriends, if you want to give us your money.
Give us girlfriends?
Yeah, like, just here's one.
don't like the phrasing of that.
I mean, introduce us.
I don't like the way you phrased that.
I said introduce us. So, okay, so like,
we need to end this episode.
So like, rate, and subscribe. Give us 5 stars. We're a 5-star podcast.
Do those things.
We're on podcasting apps. We are hosted by Anchor. We love them.
We love them. Leave messages on Facebook and Twitter and Anchor.
And Anchor.
You're
so distressed by this show.
I'm so upset.
It was just poor phrasing. It's not what I meant.
I know.
It's not what I meant. It's okay. We should close this show out the right way.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for listening to Final Bros tonight. I almost said the wrong one. Shit.
And I would have been livid.
I almost said the wrong one.
It's the claw talking.
That's the claw, baby. Do all those things Alan said. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for letting us know. I've been, just like I said, I had a couple friends just tell me they've been really enjoying the show, and I love hearing that from people.
Yeah.
Really, it means a lot to me that, like, my friends listen to it and know about our dumb jokes. And thanks a lot. Just throwing that out there.
All right. I'm Alex Toy.
I'm Alan Moss.
If you did not receive a rose tonight, take a minute. Say your goodbyes.
I have to finish his claw.
You do have to. I finished mine a long time.
Dude, I know, but I like to savor the flavor and, like,
if you
want to
savor the flavor, just buy seltzer.
Savor the flavor. Essence of claw.
Telekinesis, Kyle. How about the power to move you?